Well, thank you much, Jessica. It was good to see you back in doing J-Pop for Beautiful Life. But guess what, folks? Here on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder, it's time for Route 78 West with myself, Ukulele Loki, and this old codger. Hi, guy.
The old codger who knows the routine.
It's Uncle Jeff.
I'm Uncle Jeff. This is Route 78 West. We play these songs. We do a bunch of trucker songs, surf songs, and play some old 78s. And the premise of this show for a long time has been to start in the old days and kind of creep into the modern era. But it's a road trip, and sometimes it's just a plane trip. But today we got a treat for you guys. We've been playing a bunch of 78s, and you know, they're old time stuff, but they start like 1922, and that ain't old enough for some folks. And got a compliment. I got a nice email and a great listener. We got a bunch of listeners that are great, but family, we'll just say the Hildebrand family there. We'll be vague.
There you go.
The Hildebrand family sent me a bunch of great. They're basically wax cylinders, and they've been transcribed and cleaned up for your listening pleasure. And Mark did a great job on this stuff. So we're going to play the first one today. It's going to be something from 1912. It's called Red Wing, which is a real treat for me because I know the song. And we'll play a modern version after that. But I never even knew this song had lyrics. And
great.
For you folks out there sitting in your lounge chairs going, what the hell are wax cylinders? Wax cylinders are these, they look like a toilet paper roll, and they're coated with wax, and they were the second method of recording technology from about 1901 or 02 to 1914, and then they reissued some probably to about 1922. It's like those old formats like LPs and, you know, things like that.
So this is basically about as old as it can get with recorded music. So again, thanks again to Mark for sending these in. We always love it when our listeners come through and throw something our way that's exciting.
Well, what's fun is these are really related for what we do in the show. And the idea with these wax cylinders is they play laterally. So there's a needle that goes across, and it actually, every time they play one of these, a little bit of wax comes off. So after, you know, a couple thousand plays, their history, but it smells like candles burning. But we're going to start it off right now with Red Wing, and thanks again, you guys. Anybody out there, you think you have something you should call attention to us, we're interested.
Contact us through our website at route78west.com.
And before we start, Logie, we better say you are listening to...
Oh, yeah, KVCU.
Boulder.
Wings weeping, her heart away. by and by. But when all the braves returned, the heart of Red Wing yearned, for far, far away her warrior gay fell bravely in the fray.
Now the moon shines to light the pretty Red Wing. The breeze is sighing, the night was crying, for upon it is so her brave is sleeping. Why Red Wing's weeping, her heart away.
Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing.
The breeze is sighing, the night was crying,
for upon it is so her brave is sleeping.
Why Red Wing's weeping, her heart away.
Well, that is a familiar tune to me. Jeff, you probably don't know this because you don't spend a lot of time in the company of youngsters, but I do live in a neighborhood where families live, not up in the mountains like you, old hermit. And I'll tell you, that's also known as the ice cream truck theme song.
That's cool on that. I don't know from the ice cream truck because in the mountains we don't get ice cream trucks, but it's kind of fun for me to play something modern, something old. Red Wing that we just played was Cal Hand. That's actually not real modern. It's coming from 1985, but
certainly
just kind of a pedal
than,
steel.
It was definitely newer than that 1912 version.
All we know is that was Potter, and I'm going to have to do a little more research. But again, coming from one of our listeners there, the Hildebrandt family had an opportunity to tape and send some of the stuff I guess they've had in their family for a long time. And it's a lot of fun for us because... I mean, just even hearing Red Wing with the lyrics and all that kind of stuff like that was kind of fun for me. I didn't even know it had lyrics.
Well, I actually found the original lyrics through my good friend Google just now, and that's always interesting to me. But the way I know this song is through a more modern than the 1912 version, kind of a 60s guy, you know, Pete Seeger. Well, actually, I think he probably wrote the song back during the 30s. He wrote one called The Union Maid, and that's actually, I believe Woody Guthrie wrote that, and Pete Seeger recorded it, but The Union Maid is all about kind of the workers' struggle from the point of view of the ladies, and it's a good one. So I'm going to go ahead and play that one, because, again, that's a nice... I guess he wrote that 1940 nice sort of communist folk song.
Geez, three songs in, we're already on Trotskyite politics. I don't know what it is with Route 78 West.
Well, here's Pete Seeger doing an old Woody Guthrie from 1940, The Union Maid. And then after that, we'll play another one of these beautiful old wax cylinders from the Hildebrand family from somewhere around 1912 to 1914 from a very famous, well-known comic singer, Billy Murray, not the famous comedian from Saturday Night Live days, but another guy.
This is a good one. It's Casey Jones for you deadheads out there.
Coming up right after this. Enjoy.
There once was a union maid. She never was afraid of goons and ginks and company finks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called, and when the legion boys come around, she always stood her ground.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way when she struck for better pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
You gals who want to be free, just take a tip from me. Get you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard when you got a union card. A union man has a happy life when he's got a union wife.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
About a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name. On a 6-8 wheeler voice he won his fame. The caller called Casey at 4:30, kissed his wife at the station door, mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took his farewell trip to that promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, and he took his farewell trip to that promised land. Eight hours late with that western mail. He looked at his watch and the watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He turned to the fireman and he said, we're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones, going to reach Frisco. Casey Jones, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones, going to reach Frisco. We're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones,
going to reach Frisco.
Casey Jones,
but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones,
going to reach Frisco. We're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey pulled up that Reno hill. He suited for the crossing with an awful shrill. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Number 4 stared him right in the face. Turned to the fireman, said, boy, you'd better jump, cause there's 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, Casey Jones, that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, there's 2 locomotives that are going to bump.
Casey Jones, Billy Murray, that famous megaphony voice, and every time you hear people trying to make fun of an old-time crooner, chances are Billy Murray is the one they're referencing without even knowing it, because he was a darn famous guy, and he was on just about every third one of those wax cylinders you can find.
Well, it's kind of fun for me. I mean, it sounds cartoonish in the early black and white cartoons, but there's also something that's pretty cool with the horns and the way it's mixed, and the whole idea of just recording and actually what it is. You've been listening to some wax cylinders sent in, transcriptions of, sent in by one of our listeners out there, and thanks, Mark, on that. Pretty cool for me just hearing this. I knew that as a bluegrass tune, and I didn't even know it went back as far
as it did.
And, you know, it's not the Grateful Dead song. We were kidding. And the fun thing on this, our listener there, the Hildebrand family, I played these records on an Edison Ambriola phonograph made about 1925, and it's been EQ'd. Mark did a great job of kind of cleaning up but not taking away too much. That's pretty much what it would have sounded like if you'd been sitting in your living room smelling wax. Wax cylinders here, courtesy of.
And
you're listening to Route 78 West. We're going backwards.
And, you know, we call it Route 78 West because we play a lot of the old 78 RPM records, and we tend to hang more in the country and honky-tonk genres, though. If it's old and fits, we like to do it. If you are a big fan of this early 1912 kind of croonery type stuff, I guess I could refer them off to another radio show that I found online. And I don't know if the guy's still doing it, but I'm sure you can find some archives at WFMU.org. That's a great station out of New Jersey, and there's a guy out there named Mac who just does a whole nerdy 2 hours of that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for more of that, you can check it out. And of course, if you like what we tend to do usually here on Route 78 West, you can find some archives of that. Why don't you tell them about it, Jeff?
Yeah, actually right now, courtesy of my brother Joel, we're up with a Route 78 West podcast. Just, you know, we got to keep up with modern technology like those wax cylinders. And we got ourselves set up right now with the last 2 sets of shows, you know, our politics shows, if you guys want to refresh yourself about, you know, the right way to see the world or the wrong way, depending on your view. We've got the shows up as MP3s. They're set up with RSS, and you go to Route 78 West roots78west.blogspot.com. We'll try that again. It's roots78west for you guys from the east, R-O-U-T-E-78west, all one word, .blogspot.com. And you can download this work onto your MP3 player and pretend you're working. You can do whatever you come up with. But it's a chance to recap if you want to, or to catch up with stuff you've missed, or you can listen to it and then email us and tell us why our politics ain't right.
Can you believe we actually just ran the gamut from wax cylinders to 78s to CDs? We haven't played any 33s or 45s, but to MP3s and RSS. I don't even know what RSS means, but we've gone the whole gamut of recorded music history in a scant 22 minutes here on the program.
Real simple syndication, pal. Yeah, I thought you were the modern young whippersnapper here. Yeah, it's a... Anyway, this is kind of fun for us, and give us a call or an email if you're interested in finding out a little bit more. But trying to make these available in a way that if you want to digest it later, you can. And stereo, no less. 128K, so it's not that great, but it's pretty good. The funny thing for me, Loki, is I feel like I've been around long enough to see all this technology. And I think right now we're going to play one of them LPs, those 12-inch vinyls that a couple of the station interns here, volunteers, I heard through someone they didn't even know how to play vinyl.
It's true. Some of these kids these days don't even know how to operate a record player. But we do here, and we've got some Lefty Frizzell. And it's kind of interesting. We're going to do back-to-back. We're going to do a version of the song from Lefty Frizzell, and then we're going to go back and do an Oni Wheeler version of it. And Oni, actually, he wrote the tune originally.
Yeah, he wrote the tune, which is kind of fun. And, we do this once in a while. It's for illustration purposes. And stick around. We're going to get downright modern and move into those 50s here for you.
Enjoy. You're listening to Route 78 West.
Now when the big bad wolf got in Grandma's house, and Little Red Riding Hood was scared as a mouse, and just like her, I'm scared through and through, that some two-legged wolf would run away with you. So run 'em off, no use to talk all day. Run 'em off, they're trying to get you to play. Run 'em off, make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now there's an Iceman milkman and folks out of town. They don't come to visit, they just hang around. They act just as friendly as can be, but I don't think they care a thing about me. So run them off, don't talk too long. Run them off, so we can be alone. Run them off and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Whistle and how at you when they get too close. Then I wanna say shoo, cause it looks like they wanna take a bite of you. So run them off, don't talk too much. Run them off, you're gonna get in Dutch. Run them off and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now once I ended this song, but I'll write some more, cause there's a half a dozen wolves coming up to my door. I can tell by looking, cause it's plain to see that they're not here to make eyes at me. Run them off, don't want them hanging around. Run them off, you'll be the talk of the town. Run them off and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me.
Now when the big bad wolf got in Grandma's house, and Little Red Riding Hood was scared as a mouse,
But just like her, I'm scared to and through the time to lack it wolf or run away with you. So run 'em all. No use to talk all day, run 'em all. They're trying to get you to play, run 'em all. And make 'em let us be. Now if you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now there's Iceman, Milkman, and folks out of town. They don't come to visit, they just hang around. They act just as friendly as can be, but I don't think they care a thing about me. So run 'em all. Don't talk too long, run 'em all. So we can be alone, run 'em all. And make 'em let us be. Now if you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. No matter where you are or what you do, a wolf's all whistle and howl at you. When they get too close, then I wanna say shoo, cause they look like they wanna take a bite of you. So run 'em all. Don't talk too much, run 'em all. You're gonna get in Dutch, run 'em all. And make 'em let us be. Now if you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now once I ended this song, but I'll write some more. Cause there's a half a dozen wolves coming up to my door. I can tell by looking, cause it's plain to see that they're not here to make eyes at me. So run 'em all.
Run 'em all.
Don't want 'em hanging around, run 'em all.
Run 'em all.
You be the talk of the town, run 'em all.
Run 'em all.
And make 'em let us be. Now if you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me.
Want me, baby, all the time. Night breezes chill me, your warm love, it thrills me. My heart is beating and keeps on repeating, this is true, I hope to die and swear by stars above. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love. Sweet lips to mine. Hold me, baby. Squeeze me, baby. Want me, baby, all the time. Night breezes chill me, your warm love, it thrills me. My heart is beating and keeps on repeating, this is true, I hope to die and swear by stars above. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love.
I fell in love with a pretty little gal, I had it bad but good. I asked her if she'd marry me and she promised that she would. But when our wedding day come round, she left me in the lurch with nothing but a broken heart waiting at the church. And now I'm on the rebound, 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 on the rebound, 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 looking all around for someone new. On the rebound, 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 on the rebound, 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 and I gotta get another, gotta get another, gotta get another, and I don't care who.
I'll get myself a honky-tonk gal and we'll have a fling. She'll chase away my lovesick blues and treat me like a king. We'll dance and we'll romance each night and have ourselves a time. And I'll forget the gal that left me hanging on the line. 'Cause I'll be on the rebound, 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 on the rebound, 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 looking all around for someone new. On the rebound, on the rebound, rebound, rebound. And I gotta get another, gotta get another, gotta get another, and I don't care who. I bet there's lots of pretty little gals but use a guy like me just to have a real good time and keep me company. So from now on I'll play the field and never settle down. Just fancy free to run around with every gal in town. And I'll stay on the rebound, 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 on the rebound, 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 looking all around for someone new. On the rebound, 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 on the rebound, rebound, rebound. And I gotta get another, gotta get another, gotta get another, and I don't care who.
Oh, yeah, demonstrating that American pioneering spirit. Looking around the studio going, well, there's some new stuff. Let's see how we can use that.
That's 1958. That's one of the more modern tracks we played today. That's On the Rebound, and that is Hank Shaw Hawkins there. I think they really, you know, it's Chet Atkins' studio there in Tennessee, and I think he did have the first reverb unit, and they used it to full effect.
Well, what's so cool about that track is, obviously, they didn't really quite know what to do with it yet, with this newfangled technology and the sound effect, so they just did an old kind of rockabilly sort of song and just sort of threw it in there, and it doesn't work, but you gotta, you know, clap at him for trying.
All right,
then. It's like country rockabilly dub or something.
Actually, you're right. That's pretty good there, Phil. The one before that was also from the same year, real modern, 1958, and that was the Burnett Brothers doing Warm Love, kind of a rockabilly song. And there's a reason we're doing this is that in the near future, KVCU sounds like it's going to come back in time and have a new rockabilly type show. I don't know when or where or what, and it's going to be in the fall.
At this point, you're just spreading rumors, Jeff.
I want to.
We can neither confirm nor deny those allegations. But
it's kind of like Carl Rove. But anyway, for this case right now, I think for you guys that like rockabilly, just hang in there, and somebody with some real knowledge is going to start doing something. So that's pretty vague. And then we had a set of run them off by the guy that made it famous, Lefty Frizzell, and the guy who did it better, actually, and that's almost sacrilege to say that, but Only Wheeler's version was hotter, tighter, and better. And
it moved, you know?
It moved and swung, and it had some cool double-time snare.
And he wrote the song, so hey, you know?
Yeah, we're these guys from the 70s. I've always thought that singer-songwriters always did their songs the best, but once in a while I've learned that it's not the case. We'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
I thought you were going to talk about Dylan. But
No, that's your obsession, not mine.
You know, we've been playing, started out with some Wax Cylinders, we hit some LPs, and then some 78s, so I think we'll go back to LPs, and then we might even try a newfangled CD here coming up. But we're talking about 1958, that was pretty, you know, downright modern here for Route 78 West in this first leg of the show, and got something from 1938 again. It's the Tune Wranglers, and Loki and I both like these songs that are sort of like, I think there's innuendo or something in there.
Which ones you put on?
We're going to put Red's Tight Like That, and I think they're talking about like tight with money, but we're not sure. But
tight meaning drinking alcohol, maybe?
I've never, you know, listen to the lyrics, and then let's have a sociological critique of this song, all right? And call us if you think you know what it means.
Please don't.
She could shake it so well, she shook like jelly on the plate. Oh, it's tied like that.
Oh, it's tied like that.
Oh, it's tied like that.
Yes, tied like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said it's tied like that.
It's tied like that.
Shake it so well, she laid it on a shelf. She said, don't shake it anymore, you've got to shake it yourself. Oh, it's tied like that.
Yes, tied like that.
Now it's tied like that.
It's tied like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said, it's tied like that.
Yes, tied like that.
then leaned against the wall. Oh, it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Tables, peaches on the shelf. I'm getting mighty tired of sleeping by myself. Oh, it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Butcher, but I'm the butcher's son. I can cut your meat until the butcher comes.
Yeah,
oh, it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said it's tight like that. But I've been told that the ladies in heaven like a sweet jelly roll. Oh, it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Oh, it's tight like that.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I said it's tight like that.
Yes, tight like that.
Little aggravating baby in town. Sundown Sue. Who's the one who builds you up to watch you tumble down? Sundown Sue. She can really do some loving when the moon is high. Hey boy, if you're around. And if you really want to be a lucky guy, get her to let her pet you when the sun goes down. She can make a rocking horse eat a big bale of hay. Sundown Sue. That's why Granny watches Grandpa at the close of day. Or he'd go to. She's got the male population at her back door. But that aggravating woman sits and hollers for more. There ain't another gal in all the world like Sundown Sue. Chief of police goes for Sundown Sue. When a feller hits the bottle, he's the latest release of Sundown Sue. She's a double-crossing baby who can drive you to drink. She likes a good time too. And if you've never spent a little time in the clink, wait until you pitch a party with Sundown Sue. She's the latest complication in atomic power. Sundown Sue. She looks as sweet and simple as a prairie flower, but like a bolt from the blue. You'll get that old razzle-dazzle when her arms start to clingin'. You'll say, Lordy mercy, what a heavenly thing. There ain't another gal in all the world like Sundown Sue.
Thank you. Route 78 West and Radio 1190 are supported by the 1190 Watt owners and by Mountain Gazette, an independent, locally produced publication covering diverse aspects of mountain culture. Mountain Gazette's range of interests include outdoor recreation, social and environmental editorials, and features on the people and places and arts and adventures that shape mountain culture. Mountain Gazette is distributed widely in Colorado, mountain communities across the West, and beyond. For more information, check out www.mountaingazette.com. Radio 1190 is proud to be supported by Mountain Gazette, who advises when in doubt, go higher.
Thunderstorm up in the sky, tumbleweeds go passing by. As the wind begins to blow and the clouds hang low, when the storm begins to roar and the rain begins to pour, every living thing goes helter-skelter to the shelter. Thunderstorm.
You guys, Radio 1190 likes to keep you guys aware of what's happening in your surroundings, and we have these logs. They tell us what to do, what to say, how to perform, and how to behave, and Loki and I adhere to them very strictly, so we're supposed to tell you about the weather, and right now we're in a studio that's down in the basement of a dungeon, and we have no idea what it's like out there, but given the predictions for thunderstorms for the last 10 days, I'm going to tell you, hopefully, by playing that last song, we're encouraging a thunderstorm, which we need pretty bad. That was Slim Bryant. That's actually coming from a great disc. One of our listeners sent this in. Ted, that's you. And
thanks, Ted.
This is really fun. I've been listening to this in the car over and over and over and over and over and over. So Slim Bryant has Wildcats, 1947, and Thunderstorm. And I don't know, if the weather is not thunderstorming, blame Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 9.
Well, you know, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Just look out, kid.
I don't know. Many more days of this kind of heat, and we'll be playing a surf set.
Can we get some rain, please?
Yes, otherwise...
Do everything in your power.
Otherwise, it's going to be a long, long surf set coming up in the second half.
Otherwise, I'm going back to Boulder Creek, and I'm getting in my tube, and that's just the end of it.
You know, the tubing thing worries me, pal, and as an ecologist and environmentalist... They actually have noted that it's not really very healthy to drink the water in Boulder Creek right now due to the number of people that have been tubing down Boulder Creek.
And don't worry, I won't
We're not going to go into great detail, but some people's hygienics are not as good as others. And
well, you know, maybe in light of that, I'll just go sit by its shores and start reading that fabulous book I just picked up at midnight on Friday night.
Oh.
You're so out of the loop, Jeff.
No, it's that one with the wizard and everything.
I dressed up as a wizard. I put on my pointy hat. I grabbed my wand, and I went down and I bought the latest copy of Harry Potter. And you know what? I'm not too proud to admit it. I'll admit it.
You know what's funny is this does not surprise me one bit.
My girlfriend was looking at me. She was going, I do not understand this at all. And I said, well, you've seen people dress up like their favorite football players and go paint their face and yell and holler and carry on. It's sort of like that for people who like to read.
It's just it's good that, you know, people like to read. I should do more of it. That way it'd be intelligent. All right.
Harry Potter, book 6, guys. Go get it. It's really good. Okay, enough of that. Let's get
paid?
Back to the music.
She probably has enough money. She doesn't need to worry.
No, she's doing fine.
We started out with It's Tight Like That. That's a tune, Wranglers, coming from 1938, and that was a great one, if there ever was. It's one of my favorite. That's off the Texas Rose LP I've had for years. All kinds of good Tune Wrangler stuff transcribed from 78s. And you guys out there, if you ever see Texas Rose records, you know, Wax Trax or Bart's or any of those places, leave them there.
Leave them there. Yeah. I was just going to say, don't tell them to buy them. Just leave them there. We'll be
there.
Right behind to get them.
And then following that was Sundown Sue from Red Sovine, 1951, coming off of Ted Disc. And Tammy's Waltz. Just because Mark O'Connor was in town, and what he's doing now is a little different, but back in the old days, he was a 15-year-old at that one. Tammy's Waltz, classic Southern, actually was a TV show called Tammy, and that's where I learned it. So
I hear the Cottonwoods whispering to me,
whispering
Tammy,
above. Tammy's your name.
Tammy's in love, and actually Clem Snide, I think, lifted that melody note for note on one of their songs.
All right.
Joan Jett of Arc, I think. We'll play it, maybe.
Yeah, we could dig that out, I guess. We're going to get modern. We told you somewhere in the show here, and actually pretty late in the game for some of our usual Route 78 West experiences, is I'm going to play you a CD. How about that? We're
going to
play you something here. We were talking about Dylan a little while back, and I promised Loki no Dylan today, but here's Tim O'Brien doing Senior Tales of Yankee Power, and it's just because. I was listening to this, and I like it. Stay tuned.
break these cables. This place don't make sense to me no more. Can you tell me what we're waiting for, senor? It seems like I've been down this road before. Is there any truth to that, senor?
Pony, the Sandman's here. to guide you down a trail of dreams. Tumble in bed, my tired little sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. I don't lay.
Ready to go to sleep, aren't you? We're probably going to wake you up in a minute, so don't get too comfy. Prairie Lullaby.
That's nice Peter version. Rowan. Yeah, I just wanted to play you something here. Just like this guy a lot. He's always had a great yodel. I think he's the yodeler you would like to be in some ways. So.
Boy, if anyone knows someone who can give me some yodeling lessons, please have them get in touch with me at 303-492-1190 during this program, or email us through the website, route78west.com, because I'll tell you that my neighbors are getting really mad at me for all my misguided practice. I need to figure out how to yodel a little better.
All right. Well, Peter Rowan is definitely the guy to go see here if you ever do that. And he's got it all. He's great. He kind of messes around with his older songs and keeps them alive in some ways. That's coming from an old record, Medicine Trail. And right before that was a fun one for me. We haven't played this for a long time, like years, on Route 70 West. And it's Killer Adios, G. Talilo is all we know. It's from a...
Was that your attempt at Italian again, Jeff?
T-A-I-L-I-N-O, Talino, possibly. And it's coming off a disc on the Dago Red label, believe it or not. Coming from Italy, so I guess they can call themselves Dago Red. And it's more delicious spaghetti western. Not westerns, but western.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
I can't recommend these discs highly enough. Dago Red is done, if you buy them on vinyl, they're 180-gram awesome. They serve as, like, you know, frisbees. They're so thick. And remastered a lot of these old spaghetti westerns, thrown all the extra pieces that were in the movies that have never been on them. And anything you get is actually worthwhile. But some of these early spaghetti western ones that they did, they're only Italian movies. In this case, Peter Lawrence was in this movie, but I've never seen it. It's all in Italian, and the little poster that's in there shows it to be a cheesy one. Guy standing with his back to the camera with a pistol drawn. So you can be sure it's a good, sinister spaghetti
dramatic
western. And before that, kicking off our, somehow these things are tied in my head, that was a little Spanish set, I guess. Or Italian set. Señor, which is a Dylan song. And Loki, you know, he almost committed sacrilege, but I'm in a good mood. I'm going to let it slide. he was impressed because that was a Dylan song that Tim O'Brien was doing, and he said, geez, there's a lot of notes in that, and it's like it's actually a
well,
complex
melody. Bob Dylan usually only sings two or three notes per song, but apparently he can write them with bigger melodies than he can sing, so, you know, kudos on that one.
You tread on fine ground, white man.
There's steam coming out of his headphones right now, guys.
Next week is going to be an all Dylan show for that. All right, we're having some fun here. It is so frickin' hot, and we can say that word out there in the sun and everything else, and I'm still praying for rain. I'm praying for a big wave too to wash away California, but that's another story. We're going to do you a nice long surf set here. That's a record I tracked down courtesy of eBay, which you got to say once in a while comes through. There's a first record, actually it's the second one, the Merman did, called At the Haunted House. And it's an early one live with a bunch of radio show stuff and some other things they recorded before they got really big and all that, as if they are. But it's a great record nonetheless, with some interesting early Dick Dale homage stuff. But we're going to play you a track here that I think will probably whet everybody's surf appetite. Now, call us if you want to hear more surf. We've been doing this. If you've had enough, call us, and we'll go back to, I don't know, we'll play some psychedelic punk rock instead. But so you have two choices. But this is the Merman from the Haunted House, live at the Haunted House, and it's The Whales Are Coming, and boy, are they pissed. That's really the name of the title. So here we go, a surf track. Stay tuned for in this track, I promise you, there will be a reward about minute eight, and it's the Rolling Stones Painted Black done in a surf style. So I think that's called...
Did you say minute eight?
Minute eight.
Get ready, folks.
Yeah, and here we go. You are listening to Radio 1190, Route 78 West, KVCU Boulder.